Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very handyman edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am your resident house painter, Corey. I am joined by the drywall man himself, Basher.
Thank you so much. I just finished building my own recording booth in my studio, so I'm quite the handyman.
Quite the hit. Did you hang any drywall, though?
That has nothing to do with anything, so...
But it does, like...
It does not, actually. I don't like this line of questioning at all.
Is anything soundproofed?
It is completely soundproof, actually.
So you use
Pink Panther stuff.
And I say, so you got some of the foam board, the soundproofing foam board.
We got the foam boards. We got the sheet rocks. We got the plywood.
Everything but the drywall. We got plywood and sheetrock, but drywall
it's neither here nor there.
Okay, got it. We're here to talk about House Flipper. But before that, did you know you can shoot us a freaking text message like this person did, which we're going to talk about in 1 minute. 574-651-9256. Let us know about previous episodes, future episodes, whether you hate our guts, whether you love us, whether or not you want to meet us and take us out to dinner. Whatever you want, you can shoot a voicemail or a text message there. Like this anonymous person did with a request. Hi, I really like Knockout City. Can you do an episode on Undertale?
We didn't do Undertale?
We did not do Undertale. Mystery person. How can I say this without offending you?
Kindly F off. Is that what you're going to say?
Have you played Undertale, Basher?
I did not.
I have tried to play Undertale, and I don't...
It's a 10 out of 10 on Steam, 96 on Humble Bumble. Like, I think...
I get it. I get why people love it. But man, I do not. So
I'm going in.
That being said, what I'll say is I will take your request and I think we are going to go with it because that's what we do. But what I'll say is I am not going into this with positive feelings because I've tried.
I got your back, listener. All right. I'm going to play this. I'm going to love it.
So
watch me hate this game.
We'll see. So your request will be fulfilled when... It'll be fulfilled. Not sure. We'll talk about that. But today we're going to be talking about House Flipper. Details on this game are gone because I started looking at Undertale, which is on Game Pass, by the way. He's not just hoping that, you know, hey, play this random game. Will you play God of War Ragnarok? Description. Handyman at your service. You've got to earn it around here before you purchase your first property. No worries, though. Luckily, there's plenty of work at your fingertips. Tips. Take job offers from nearby residents, clean up, paint walls, install heaters, showers, and air conditioners, or even furnish their whole property. Once the grateful client pays you for your solid work, it's time to get your own house. Play your own way, grab your hammer. It takes a bit of time and... Wait, what? It takes a bit of a rude approach and knock some walls down. What? What is that even? It takes.
You are the best code. This is, again, I said it before, my favorite part of the show.
It takes time to be a bit rude and approach, knock some walls down. That is the actual sentence. I'm starting to think that, like, this Xbox app is terrible. We've talked about it before, right?
It's the worst part of Game Pass.
Is this just not loading correctly? Hang on. Live on the air. I want to look at the description on Xbox.com. Play your way. Grab your hammer. It's time to take a bit of a rude approach and knock some walls down. Get rid of broken glass, shards, litter, and leftover pieces of furniture to prepare the place for a complete makeover. It's up to you to either meet every single requirement of a specific buyer or make yourself a cozy office to grow your business in. Work smarter, not harder. So yeah, this is loading in the text incorrectly, according to this.
So this whole time, you've been bamboozled.
Regularly priced Hoodwinked. At $21.49. Didn't know that's kind of random. Available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Does have Xbox Cloud Saves, Xbox Play Anywhere achievements, and variable refresh rate on PC. I played this mostly on console. Where did you play it at?
I played this on console as well.
There you go. Playing this on the Series X, it does have some weird, it wants to run in 1080p when you first start it up for some reason. Then you can change it to 1440p or 1800p. And then you can do some things with the frame rate. It runs fine. Like I unchecked the frame rate to not cap the frame rate, and I switched it to 800p, and it runs perfectly fine. I didn't have any issues. There wasn't any weird, glitches or anything. It's kind of glitchy, but there was not any weird things that made it unplayable by any means. I cannot comment on the Series S or the Xbox One version. So there you go. House Flipper. Let's talk about it.
Why do you pick these games?
I had heard about House Flipper a couple of years ago, actually. I think this came out in like 2019 or 2020. Yeah, it looks like 2/26 of 2020. So I have, like, one reason is I had heard about this game and people were saying, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then also I have played PC Building Simulator, and PC Building Simulator is a very monotonous Zen game for me. Like, I play PC Building Simulator when I just need to kind of chill out and listen to a podcast. And, I was like, all right, I'll give this one a shot. Why not? It's on Game Pass. So that is how we arrived here.
And now here I am throwing up some drywall. Actually, you don't do that in this game. House Flipper, exactly what you think it is. I mean, it is a sim where you flip with some houses. You start off in your own little... Okay, let's start here. Just like the lore of House Flipper, let's get into it. Why is it every place you go in House Flipper, including your own office, why is it a crap show? Why is it dirt just everywhere? Dirt, beer cans, trash bags. It's littered with the worst grime and disgusting dirt ever. That's the start of everything with House Flipper. So you start off in your own just grimy, disgusting office, and you and your laptop, and you start off really just cleaning houses, earning some money until you can afford your own house to flip.
It's a metaphor for life, Basher. That's how we all start out. Just cleaning up trash, and eventually you work your way up to buying a house. I don't understand how you don't get it.
That's the sad part. I do get it. the gameplay really consists of, what would you call it? Just sort of going online, buying what you need, using what you need, buying some paint, buying some radiators, which, again, where does this take place? I've never seen radiators like this before.
I think that's a Canadian thing.
Oh.
Am I wrong about it? I think Canadian listeners.
It's not a Boston thing.
Kevin, if you're listening, I know sometimes you do. Do you have radiators? Please let me know. 574-651-1255.
But yeah, like, it's a super just relaxing, chill game, and it's kind of stupid, the fun receptive status in my brain, because I'm thinking like there's nothing, this game goes nowhere, it does nothing, and then all of a sudden I got a skill point to use.
Right.
And for some reason, that made all the difference.
This developer's from Poland, so maybe it's a Polish thing. Just forget that. So, like, what I'll say is, House Flipper is exactly what you think it is, but I have to remember that there is a group of people that play The Sims all day, every day. Like, The Sims is, like, secretly, like, a top 10 highest grossing game every year kind of thing. And I have to wonder, is the house design aspect, is that part of it? Because I look at something like PC Building Simulator, and I'm someone that can relate to that, because I've built PCs in my time. And I understand that, like, putting, you know, there's people out there that build these PCs that are just, like, insane. You know, they're hyper water cooled, they've got the newest processors, and that game has a very similar feel to this one, in that, like, you sort of just start repairing PCs, removing viruses and swapping out hard drives, but then as you keep playing and playing, it's like you start getting people that want you to do custom builds, and like you can, that game is really good about putting all of the motherboards, all the different vendors' graphics cards, all the different CPU coolers, like you can really make a cool looking PC in that game. And I play this game and I'm like, man, I never want to design a house. Like I am really, really bad at designing houses, I've discovered. So
I'm completely opposite. I'm currently redoing the grout in my bathroom.
Wait, in the game or in real life?
Or this is real life. I'm okay. Also painting my tub.
That's the weird thing is, like, I'm also like weirdly doing, like, I'm skim coating walls in my living room. Like, so it's like, weird.
I'm all in on the meta of this game right now. It is, I'm using this game as a almost tutorial of, okay, so when I do buy this house, I know what I can kind of do and what it might look like. I am all in on the house design aspect. Now, that's not to say like each house I try to make look immaculate in this game. Like, because really, I just wait for the numbers to go up and complete. But at the same time, like, I am using it like, what if I make these two walls this color? Okay, that completely ruins everything. Okay, because let's go back to white.
See, I am not. I definitely, and I'm not that person. And I've tried to be that person, but ends up what, because, so once you get past the tutorial, which, by the way, way too long. Like, I have the same problem that I do with PC Building Simulator, that like all the upgrades that you get make the game suck less, which is fine because that means that they're meaningful. But like painting walls when you first start in this game is disgusting. It takes a super long time. You can use too much paint. Like, you can only paint one quote panel at a time. But then as you level up, not only does it automatically stop painting when you reach the quote a right amount of paint, but then you can paint 2, 3, 4 panels. You don't use as much paint. Like, when you can just sort of play the game and you've leveled up, it's far more fun, because without it, like, you can spend an hour on a house, like real time, of just trying to like, and like
real time.
And that's crazy on a single house. I've done it. like on a single, I'm like, I just want to be done with this, yet I keep playing it. So like, there's this weird push and pull of it. Just like, I'm enjoying this because it's like very chill. And like, I can kind of look at this house and be like, oh, like, I think this would look neat over here. But until you unlock that stuff, like you said, looking at this wall, I'm like, I wonder if it looked this color. The idea of doing that is disgusting, because the amount of time it would take is just like insane. Again, all that being said, I can't say I'm not having a good time with this game, even though it's pretty shallow. Like,
oh yeah, like I'm going to hit the wall of upgrades fairly soon in this one, but I have some weird goal to get all the buddy. Relax, the buddy of the cat's here. I have some weird goal here to be like, I wanted to get all the upgrades so that way when I do another house, I want to see how fast I can do it. And for some reason, that is a driving factor for me among the just hilariously priced things. Like, I'm laughing at how much, like, you can buy a toilet for like $13. A piano paint is $7.99. I just painted a whole studio. It's like $30
that's cheap.
A bucket for paint.
Yeah, that's cheap in this area. This area, like, good paint is like $40-$50 a gallon.
Right, exactly. So it's like, I'm loving this. I'm having this.
It's almost poetic. Like, it's not, but it almost is.
They weird. Say, like, gamers are these young prepubescent boys who just playing all these shooters and living out these shooter fantasies. I'm a 36-year-old man. I'm living off the fantasy of buying a house and buying things affordably. And it's really just getting me, like, in a good mood.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's got a calming presence to it that is infuriating but also awesome. Because, like, and it's infuriating because, like, it just takes so much time to do things sometimes. But there's also that sense of accomplishment. Like, once you're done, like, you can sort of kind of look back and be like, all right, yeah, I did this. Like, and that's cool. Like, it's cool that it has that feeling. But I don't even, like, do you think they were trying to get that feeling? Like,
I don't think they were trying much of anything in right. this game.
So
I think this is purely projection on our part.
It's just how we're feeling about it, I guess, which is, it's interesting that we're both sort of arriving at the same thing. But also, like, I tend to have a thing for games. Like, I tend to enjoy games that are kind of monotonous, but, like, not particularly hard to master. Like, there's no skill involved in this. However, I still try to find areas with skill of just, like, I'm going to try to paint this room as fast as possible, you know, like, and then I feel good about it when I paint it fast. And there's no rhyme or reason because it's silly, but I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I'm into this game and I don't really know why.
Yeah, there's no real reason for it. I mean, once I got to the sledgehammer, I could knock down walls and then build more walls. I'm like, I'm redoing this entire house now. I'm turning this 2-bedroom to like a 4-bedroom. I'm gonna rent it out and then sublet it, and it's gonna be I'm gonna be a dirtbag landlord. Like, I'm living a whole fantasy in my head. Like, there's a whole lore in this game that I just created for myself.
See, but it's the part that I think is, like, even more, I won't say strange, but more strange. It's just like they give you goals, because eventually once you start buying your own house or making your, I don't say making your own house, because I'm guessing eventually you can actually just sit down and design your own house. I've not gotten that far. But, like, there's bidders, and the bidders will give you, like, goals, and just, like, I want this house to, because, like, the first house that I, like, renovated, I didn't put any furniture in it because I was like, why would I do that? Like, that's not what you do when you buy a house, it's empty. And then, so, like, this one guy bought it, and then that sort of led me down a path of, like, oh, like, there's, like, a whole system here of all these different buyers, and they want to, like, you know, they want you to cater to them specifically. And it's like, that's kind of cool. Like, I like this idea of what's the word I want to say, of like someone of me being a designer and being like, this is what I want in my house. And I'm like, that's something I want to do, and I didn't even know I want to do it. Like, I have no artistic ability in a bone in my body, but someone's like, yeah, like, build me this house. Like, okay, I could do that. Yeah, like, in this game, I could totally do that. And so maybe that's why I like it. I'm like, I'm not artistic at all, but this game gives me the tools that I can totally build this house that they want. And that's a weird driving force for me, is I want to, like, check off all these different people's houses of, like, how they want it built. So, and again, like, that, it feels so much almost too deliberate to not understand or not look at it and be like, oh, like, this is the real heart of the game. But that almost feels like, is it though?
Speaking of tools, what I'm also getting out of it is, on a very, very, very basic level, is how to install things. Because, like, you know, like, you get to do stuff like install toilets and washing machines and and showers and whatnot. And it's a very basic rudimentary level of how you do that. However, I think that's almost helpful. Just knowing the pure basics of how a sink goes in, how a floating sink goes in. It's like, oh, that's where that screw would go to the wall. I get it now. Like it's not the super in-depth process, but it's still just like this, the basics of of restoring an outlet is like, doing it's like, oh, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah,
Okay, like
it's
it's.
really not. I wouldn't even say it's like a very basic and rudimentary, but like some of that stuff is that easy. Like putting in a sink really is not that hard. Like, or putting in a toilet. Like a toilet is basically all there. Like all you need is like the water line and then most likely a wax ring. Like, and that's it. And so if you don't know that, I guess, like it's same thing with like PC Building Simulator of like, yeah, like you really just have to put all this stuff in. Like that's like PCs have gotten to the point to where you just put the motherboard in and kind of just attach the stuff to it and go. And that's kind of the same thing here. Like obviously like putting in a shower isn't nearly as, you know, everything fits is the problem of that's the hardest thing about putting in like showers and stuff like that is like it has to fit, right? Like you have to custom cut things, you got to like fix wood, you know. That's the hardest part, but really you just put it in and you just kind of go for it. And that's I think that comes through here, which I like you said, it's in a weird way, it is like a teaching tool. So,
Like, I feel like I'm learning something. Like, I remember playing that the truck driving simulator here.
Mud
What was
Runner.
it? Yes. And I don't. I remember us saying like we just didn't feel like we learned anything, or that it wasn't teaching us like certain aspects that we really wanted to get into. Like, whenever I play one of these simulators, I really want to feel like I've grasped something new.
Right.
And so far I'm getting that in this game. Like the painting is one of those aspects of the game that's pretty just
If anything,
gamey, if you will.
right, but it's also like it's also weirdly one of the most wrong because you can't just take paint and throw it on a
Right.
wall. Like you
Right.
can, I guess, but that's not how you should do that.
And whoever made this game, I think they kind of knew like what the more tedious things were, because there are some tedious things like putting in a radiator that you have to that you do in every house. You do it 100 times, and you get bored of it. But at the same time, if you apply that to the painting, and they made you pull everything out of the room.
Right. Well, I was
And
thinking.
then lay down plastic everywhere, and then lay
Right.
down painter's tape, and then start the painting. And then it would have been like, okay, I'm not playing this game anymore.
I meant it more even just from like the scraping and primer aspect. Like,
Yeah, there's no primer at all.
right. And there's no scraping at all. Especially if you're doing exterior, you got to do scraping. Like you have to. So it's just.
You're right. I've painted outside of a house just like straight paints of wood. I'm just like, okay, all right, this is cool.
Yeah, about 2 years you probably regretted that. But anyways, but yeah, no, it's it, continue, sorry.
No, it's just like I feel like they put some thought process into what to gamify and what to make tedious, and increase this balancing aspect of welcome frustration, because like you said in the beginning, it takes so long to do anything, and then midway through you have these skills, which again it kind of
It makes sense.
applies to real life.
Right.
Because if you paint a wall for the if you paint a room for the first time, it's going to take you forever and a day. But by the end of that paint job, it's like if you do another room, it's going to take half that time, because now you realize how to do it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm thinking, because, like, I've never skim coated walls before, but that's what I'm currently doing. And, like, I did my hallway first. It took me, like, a day to do like one, and then like I was able to do my whole living room in like half a day. Because it's just like you learn the thing about housework and handiwork is like you learn the little tricks, you know, especially like when you're dealing with different chemicals or even different like types of what would you call like a thermal or a drywall compound, like different compounds, different mixtures and stuff. Of like the thing with joint compound is you got to make sure you mix it well, and when you mix it well you got to make sure you're using the right tool, you know. It's just like using the right tool, finding out how to smooth it out in the way that makes sense. Like you said, it works, but at the same time, it also takes a really long time to unlock everything. Like it takes like 5 or 6 hours. And I'm just like, no, needs to hurry up on that.
Yeah, they definitely want you to put quite a few man hours into this, and I don't know what the end game is.
Yeah,
maybe end game is like you said, like you create your you design your own house, but from scratch. But I mean, this is not something that should take a long time, and I feel like it is taking longer than it should be to get to the bread and butter of this kind of gameplay.
Well, and see, but that reminds me sort of PC Building Simulator 2. It's just like, the thing is, like, if you're playing this game, like, I won't say, like, realistically, because that's not what I'm going to say, but, like, if you're playing this game organically and you're not just checking it out through Game Pass, I think if you went through it too quickly, you'd be like, okay, fine. But, like, PC Building Simulator is long. Like, it takes you 10, 15 hours until you can really start, like, getting to the good stuff, I guess you could say. And that's, I think that's kind of the point. It's the same thing with like all these like random simulator games, like Car Mechanic Simulator. It's just like you can't work on the Ferrari right away. Like you really got to put in some time. But I think that's what people are looking for,
I completely agree. But I think that works well for especially well for something like PC building because we can all do that. Car mechanic, we can all do that. We're not. Like if you're going to do something like that and make us take the time in House Flipper, then you really should go PC building levels of detail then. Like let's really get into how you install a toilet. Like let's order the pieces by piece by piece by piece.
Right.
Like
let's get those washers. Each little bolt, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. You got me there. But it's that's a tough one. So maybe they did think about this. I don't know. It's tough to say. But I think what's even going to be more tough to say is do we recommend this game? We passed on Halo Infinite. Are we really going to say that you should play House Flipper over Halo Infinite? Is that what we're going to say?
Well, one shit with a complete campaign.
You got me there. I'm going to say it. I think you should play this game.
Yeah, it's good. It's stupid good time.
There you go. House Flipper is better than Halo Infinite. You heard it here first.
I'm playing more. I put more hours into it so far. I'm not going to lie to you.
I probably haven't because I did have a couple late nights with Halo Infinite multiplayer. I probably have about like 30, 40 hours in that game. I'm not quite there yet with House Flipper, but I probably will surpass it if I'm being honest. So there you go. House Flipper, check it out. Play it. Play it on, like I said, Xbox Series X runs pretty fine. And I did not try it on PC, but from what I understand, it's a Unity-based game, so it can be kind of heavy on resources. However, as long as you have a somewhat modern computer, you should be fine. In terms of the future of this podcast, our next episode, we are going to be talking about a Chinese detective agency. I already deleted it, so I don't remember the rest of it. That's one that you've been playing. We're going to check that out. And then we're going to be doing, you played Weird West. I still haven't decided if I'm going to play that or if I'm going to pick one of the games that I've been playing and kind of go from there. So Power Wash Simulator came out. Speaking of on terms, you might check that out. Escape Academy, that's one that I've been kind of want to check out. And Road 96, that just came out. I want to check that out. And then in terms of what's coming, Dusk Falls, that is one that I am waiting for. Dusk Falls comes out next Tuesday, I believe. That is one I'll be definitely checking out. So I'm probably going to make Basher play that one. So looking forward to that. So there's not a lot of like AAA, you know, stuff hitting right now, but it's the summer. So that's kind of...
I played some Disc Room.
Some Disc Room. I think I looked at... That's like the Super Meat Boy-like. Is that right?
I guess.
I think I installed that, but I haven't played it yet. So maybe that'll be one that we check out together. Maybe that could be one of your single ones again, too. So I've also heard stuff about the DJ Max Respect, whatever it's called. Respect 5 or something. Supposedly people really like these games, like super like these games. I have no idea what they are, but I weirdly like absolutely love rhythm based games. And like, I played the crap out of Fuser, like, and Basher knows about my drop mix insanity that I still play, by the way. Not as much.
They
I play
still it. Make those?
No, they don't. They've stopped making cards a long time ago, but I still mess around with it every now and then. But like once or twice a month, I'll pull it out. I'm like, yeah, make some music. So I'm going to check that out too. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to dabble in right now, which is the point of Game Pass. But in terms of like a solid concrete plan, I don't think we've got one, honestly. So, but there you go. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time with Chinese Detective Agency.
Good day, sirs. This game is called Chinese Detective Agency.